To many listeners, traditional native music often means one of two things, either power drums or ancient chants. In reality, native music is both of these and so much more. Among the Mandan and Hidatsa, music infuses everyday life, gives it meaning, spirit, and grace. So the Keeper of Songs is not just an entertainer, but holds an essential place in society. On today's Tribal Rhythms, Nico Nguyen takes us to Mandaree, North Dakota, to meet with songkeeper Alex Nguyen.
On the Fort Berthold Reservation in central North Dakota, winter brings frigid winds blowing unrestricted across the land, and the summer offers bright sun and sheets of rain that can be spotted 50 miles away. The soil is deep and rich, and the weather is just right for growing corn, hot in the day and humid at night.
Hello, Quickie, what is she?
Alexander Nguyen is both Mandan and Hidatsa. He teaches culture, history, geography, and tribal government at Mandaree School in the little town of Mandaree, North Dakota. He also pays respect to his culture through music. Here, he sings a traditional song for honoring an individual.
We had an outstanding individual amongst our family. It was my mother's younger brother by the name of Jasper Young Bear, who had enlisted in the war in Korea. And while saving a comrade, he was killed in action, so they say. But he bore the name of Nakhpitsigadish, or Shishamakish. So when she was in mourning, I'm referring to my grandmother, my mother's mom, I was born shortly thereafter, and she said the Creator had given her back her son in the person of me. So informally, I was given the name Shishamakish, which was his name, so I may aspire to become in the nature of my older brother.
Nguyen is a fluent Hidatsa speaker. He is also a singer. He sits in the Mandaree School band room, surrounded by electronic instruments and stage lights, wearing sunglasses and a baseball cap.
And seldom we are acknowledged for our name, but by our deeds. And we're not acknowledged or recognized by our talk, but by the trail we leave in life, the journey we have made. Well, there's a song for everything. Everything has a song in our culture. To ridicule somebody, for correcting behavior, social behavior. There's songs for each and everything.
The tradition of marking significant events with song is ancient. Here's an early recording of Joe Eagle and Mrs. Eagle singing a praising song. Much of the Hidatsa social life, as in many native cultures, was centered around men's and women's societies. The societies cut across clan and family boundaries, organizing the population of the village into a number of groups, each serving a particular function or ceremonial role. In Hidatsa culture, societies usually had their own songs and sometimes even their own musical instruments. The deer hoof rattle, for example, was the badge of the dog society. One society was even named after its signature musical rasp, the Notched Stick Society. Here's Joe Medicine Crow singing a Hidatsa Fox Society song.
But as time went by, we acquired Grass Dance Society from the Santi Sioux in thanksgiving of what was done for them to replenish their time, their needs in times of hardship in the way of weapons and horses. That occurred during the days around the late turn of the century here where the cavalry were after them, and our people as a whole befriended the Santi and replenished their supplies, food, clothing, weapons, horses, all of that. And Thanksgiving, they had a big celebration. And with it, something that the Creator had given to bestowed upon them, the Santi, they in turn gave that those rights to us, my ancestors.
The Goose Society originated with the Mandan and included both men and women. Male singers kept the sacred bundles. Young women would enact the Goose Woman ceremony to help the corn grow strong. It is said that these women were so connected to both the corn and the goose that when they sang, small birds would fly out of their mouths. Here's Alexander Gwynn singing a crow hop song.
Now, say you were given a song. When you hear it, it's your song. So if you want it to be sung publicly or to be used as the result of a fable, you know, it's up to you. But songs, they originated usually from spiritual means or depicting one's trail, whether the bravery and the deeds or misdeeds in life, the sorrows. They're all connected. You can't separate the spirit. It's like separating wind. But, you know, our religion and the man, the human being, you cannot separate the two in our songs. Because oxygen is purest form. You can't feel it with your physical self. You can't necessarily see it with your naked eye or to recognize it to your consciousness. Or taste it, yet it's the essence of life. And so it is how the recognition of a song comes to us as people.
This song is called a foot slide song.
He na no che up and oh, 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 he na no che up and oh.
Gwynn believes that songs also help his people celebrate who they are and what they can achieve.
There was a gathering in the fall when other people were busy that took place in Elba Woods, North Dakota. And they had many contests, feats of skill for the women, the men, horse races and good woman contests. And it wasn't judged because of their beauty. It was based on their skills, how fast they could put up a lodge, the biggest piece of dry meat that one could make, because it exhibited character, and it was a reflection on all our society, our culture. And during that time, there commenced a big celebration, dancing. Oh. That's when they call it a trick song. Or necklace breaker sometimes, because they dance so hard.
There are songs for teaching, for grieving, for making war and making romance. There is even a song for those who do not have a song of their own, like this one.
These Indian ways, these are the ways that I love. It's me. And should there be an Indian gathering or celebration or powwow, you might call it, you'll find me amongst you, in the middle of you. And the only thing that remains forever or forevermore is our earth, the mother. The earth, is all that remains forevermore.
For Wisdom of the Elders, I'm Nika Wind.
Tribal Rhythms is written by Milt and Jamie Lee, produced by Clark Salisbury and Larry Johnson, and hosted by Nico Wind. For more information about our guests, or to help support our program through Friends of Wisdom of the Elders, check out our website at wisdomoftheelders.org. Coming up, Milt Lee introduces us to Keith Baer, world-renowned flute player. Then Turtle Island storyteller Victor Mandan tells a story of Cherry Necklace, a Hidatsa medicine man who fasted for 4 days and nights in a cave full of snakes. Stay with us. I'm Arlie Neskai, and this is Wisdom of the Elders.
Wisdom of the Elders Radio is produced in Portland, Oregon, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail National Park Service, National Endowment for the Humanities, and National Endowment for the Arts. Special thanks to Native American Public Telecommunications and American Indian Radio on Satellite. We have expanded upon today's program at our website at wisdomoftheelders.org. You can also check out our American Indian Speakers Bureau. Visit Turtle Island Storytellers Network at turtleislandstorytellers.net. We would like to acknowledge the gifts of music played on our program today. Learn more about our featured artists at our website at wisdomoftheelders.org.
Another day, these eyes open just to face the world. I throw some water on my face, say goodbye to my girl. Seemed today kinda strange, got me bugging a little. Like when you won't stretch down, feel funny in the middle. Everywhere I cast my gaze, seems that this don't change. My skies stay gray, res life on the range. And nobody understands what's inside you, man. Or the rage I feel as I ride across the land. Now these little homeboys, they looking up to me. I live destructively, that ain't the way you should be. But every answer I get just dissolves with the questions. Do you run to the sweat? Do you run to confession? I'm stressing like this, I learn my lessons like this. See, you can't reach me, I'd rather speak with these fists. Besides, what would you say to a fool like me? You dead to the world, straight R.I.P.